And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 14th of September, 2013. It was on this day, 1320, Alighieri Dante died from malaria just months after completing Paradiso, the third and final part of his Divine Comedy. He died in exile from his beloved city of Florence. He'd been exiled because he supported a revolt against the authority of the Pope, Pope Boniface. Dante was a member of the White Party, which wanted the city of Florence to remain independent from the Vatican. The Black Party wanted to form an alliance with the Pope. Dante went to Rome, tried to negotiate with the Pope, work out a compromise. But while he was there, the Blacks took over the city of Florence. Dante was on his way home, and he got the news that he had been banished. He was stripped of his wealth. He spent the rest of his life wandering from city to city in northern and central Italy, estranged from his family, often living in poverty. His only solace was writing his epic poem, The Divine Comedy, and he spent the rest of his life working on it. He chose to write the poem in colloquial Italian rather than Latin, which did a great service to the Italian language and helped to bring a measure of unity to the country. And he hoped that he would be invited back to Florence, but he was not. It took until the year 2008, 5 years ago, that the city of Florence officially rescinded his sentence of perpetual exile. It was on this date, 1741, George Friedrich Handel completed his oratorio, Messiah. He'd worked on it for 24 days, morning to night, and for the rest of his life, it remained one of his favorite works. It's the birthday of the novelist Ivan Klima, born in Prague, 1931, author of Waiting for Dark, Waiting for Light, and Love and Garbage, and his play The Castle. And it's the birthday of the essayist Barbara Harrison, born Barbara Grizzuti in Brooklyn, 1934. She grew up Jehovah's Witness, went to live at the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society in Brooklyn Heights. And in 1978, she came out with a memoir, Visions of Glory, A History and a Memory of Jehovah's Witnesses, author of other books of essays, including Off-Center and The Astonishing World. She died in 2002. Here's a poem for today by Robin Sarah, entitled Riveted. It is possible that things will not get better than they are now, or have been known to be. It is possible that we are past the middle now. It is possible that we have crossed the great water without knowing it, and stand now on the other side. Yes, I think we have crossed it. Now we are being given tickets, and they are not tickets to the show we had been thinking of, but to a different show, clearly inferior. Check again, it is our own name on the envelope. The tickets are to that other show. It is possible that we will walk out of the darkened hall without waiting for the last act. People do. Some people do. But it is probable that we will stay seated in our narrow seats all through the tedious denouement to the unsurprising end, riveted, as it were, spellbound by our own imperfect lives, because they are lives and because they are ours. Riveted, a poem by Robin Sarah from A Day's Grace, published by the Porcupine's Quill and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.